Good morning, everybody, on this wonderful day, Monday, the 6th of March. And let this be your greatest day, because that's what God has planned for us. And that's what he promises us every day that we wake up, that this day be our greatest day. So when we do wake up, that is the first thing we think about. That is the first thing we tell ourselves. And be thankful to our God for that this day is our greatest day, and that knowing that we are so blessed, so we can then continue our day on that great note, that great positive vibe that God wants us to have all day long, through thick and thin. He wants us to stay strong and have those positive vibes going on. And in the darkness, we have that light that overcomes everything. And you may say, well, that's okay for you to say that, or for God to say that, but this is actually happening to me. You know, these crazy things, or things that are quite big. But we then remember what God tells us, that this world is full of sin. We know that. And we know that the darkness will try and creep in. It wants to try and creep in all the time, any chance it gets. And how does it do that? Through doubt, worry, fear, situations. Even, you know, when it's our closest ones, or it's reports from doctors and things. He will use all those ways, we know that. So we, you know, as we know, we are in this world, we are amongst it all, but we are not of this world. That spirit that God has given us in Christ, which we now have, is so powerful, is so loving, powerful, joyful. Everything is positive. Everything you can think of that is great, that is what we have in us. And so we are to use it. God wants us to move and use it, not to just let it lie dormant in us and be resting all the time, and let our mind then be able to wander onto any other things that are not of him, especially narratives of the world, via media, via non-believers, the words that they are speaking. We know that when non-believers speak, they are speaking things of the world. They're not speaking things of God all the time. And that's through lack of understanding. It's not them. We just know how the adversary works through non-believers and situations and disasters and wars. But we know that God has already won. We know that light overcomes darkness every time, every single time. And so that's why every day really can be our greatest day. Even when the car's broken down, you have to get somewhere, and you're looking at the time, and then you start to panic, and then you start to fret. No, that is not from God. So we are equipped to be able to handle that. We handle it with faith, with patience, knowing that God will find a way, and he always does. And it might not be with the time that we've been given of the world to be somewhere, but he will find a way around everything in his time. And you then realize that, you know, God's way is the only way, is the best way. And that spirit that he has given us, when he gave his only son we then were able to receive that Holy Spirit, and that's how he works in us. So we use it to its full potential. We can heal. We give those loving words. We give hope of glory. And we can cast out spirits. We can do all that. And when God blesses us, and we can bless him, we can give those loving words to people, we can move with that spirit, we can give of our finances, because we're not to be held down with any bondages, any shackles or bondages. God wants them all broken, all broken. So when the world tells us we need X amount of money, otherwise we cannot survive in this world, we know that is just the biggest lie of all, because God provides for the birds in the air every day. So are we not more important than the birds in the air? So we keep focused on that and continue to have our greatest day every day. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.